Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everybody, and guess what? Happy holidays. Can you guys believe that we only have, like, what, 4 or 5 days before Christmas? So with that said, we are in the Christmas spirit here at Home with Victoria. Michael Kay has a great lineup for you guys tonight. I am so excited. He is so excited. So I first want to thank all of you for taking the time to be involved with this Christmas special project, for being inside the chat room, and just for being able to give back to a wonderful organization, Time to Fly. And if you are new to the show, you'll learn a little bit more about Time to Fly as we get into the show and the Christmas spirit. Michael Kay, you have outdone yourself, my friend. Yes, you have.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very proud. And I would just like to go on to thank Franzia Chardonnay for being the inspiration of a project such as this. It was a lot of fun to put together, and yeah, I've lined up some of the best artists with new music. Some people actually wrote music for this show, so I'm so thrilled and just so gracious for them, because quite frankly, if anybody does know, this happened actually on a Sunday night when I was having some Chardonnay and I was going through the audio clips in the switchboard here and kind of getting rid of stuff, moving stuff around, and I thought, you know, I really should go ahead and put all of this on like a hard copy, and I thought, duh, I'll just burn it all on that. And so I had another glass of Chardonnay, and I came back and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could ask these people if they could do like a Christmas album, do like a Christmas show for At Home with Victoria. Then another glass of Chardonnay later, I thought, hey, let's go ahead and give this money to Time to Fly, and I think it was a fantastic idea. And tagged all these people, and the next morning I had 5 people emailing me with, I think it's fantastic. So yeah, it was a good thing, and I love Michelle Jones.
And, you know, Chardonnay for you is a wonderful thing because it gets your creative juices flowing. In fact, just to let you guys know, one of the first times that I had the opportunity to meet this guy was via Facebook, and somehow Michael stumbled into one of my shows. I think it was with Anthony, who's a fashion designer.
Right.
You've seen his fashions on HSN. And I was interviewing Anthony. And it was during that interview, Michael was inside the chat room. He's going on and on and on about Chardonnay. So that was really my introduction into Michael Kay in the whole Chardonnay thing. But we are just very, very happy that you were inspired by the Chardonnay, because I am telling you guys, the lineup that we have on tonight's show is simply outstanding. I had the opportunity to listen to only a few of the songs because I wanted to listen to most of them the first time like you. And at least 2 or 3 of them, I already have them on my iPod, and I listen to them downstairs in my living room as I've been wrapping Christmas gifts and all of that good stuff. So we just want to thank you. And look, we've got Shannon and her mom. They're listening from the United Kingdom. It's like, you know, probably almost 1 o'clock in the morning there. So they stayed up for tonight's show. And mention all the folks that we've got inside the chat room, Michael.
Well, we got Don Quinn, who's one of his works is going to be featured later. We got my good friend Goofy Bone, another fantastic the Goofy Bone, my friend. A lot of new guests: Laurie Stanville, Mar Benz producing the show tonight. Michael Taylor Gray from Pretty is actually in the chat room. One of his submissions will be coming up a little bit later. Mike Cullough, my brother from another mother, and Nora Mayer from Las Vegas, and my sister from Alberta, Canada is tuning in. Yay, sis! So yeah, I'm really, really. I'm so happy to see everybody pulling together and actually really coming together for Time to Fly. Time to Fly, just so you know, is an organization that basically helps abused women and children out of an abusive situation, regains them the confidence and gives them the tools to reenter and back into a positive family life, which I find is just so absolutely crucial in this society as we see it. But Michelle Jones will be joining us a little bit later as well. So Vic, I got lots of music. You want to start playing some tunes?
I want to hear music. I say go for it. Who are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to from our good friend and the girl who does our opens and closes here on the show, Michelle Rand from Nashville, Tennessee, is going to be opening up this. We're going to play three songs in a row three times. So Shelly Rand's doing her Oh Holy Night. Joshua Stedman, Miami native and good friend of mine, is going to be doing The Gift. And Don Quinn from Mississippi, good friend, has his song coming up. So stay tuned. We're going to start it off with Shelly Rand, Oh Holy Night.
Shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul found. Thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder beams a new
next to me, I drift to look my way, tired I say, need a under pressure to succeed. She breaks down at 23. This is not a random desperation. This is life. This is real. It hits home. She cries, I need a miracle. I've done everything I can. I put my pride aside. Now I'm reaching for a hand while I still can. It might seem small to you. It changed my life. Instead of saying thank you, I'll pass your gift along. Take my my dreams come true, memories to save,
wake up on Christmas with every smile across your face. I don't want to miss it. All the joy that it will bring. Spend it as a family. We go to bed tonight. Wake up on Christmas. Whoa, we go to bed tonight. So baby, close your
Yeah. Isn't that fantastic? That was actually that song was sung by Ryan Griffin, but yeah, pretty fantastic. How do you like it so far, Vic?
I love it. And here's the deal, what I really like about it so far, first of all, is the conversation inside the chat room. And can we just say Michael Taylor Gray is just crazy and we love him. So I can't wait for him to be on later to talk to us. And also, I love how each artist, of course, have their own different style. I mean, Shelley Rand's voice just simply sounds like an angel when she sings that song.
I know. Miss Rand, you sing like an angel, love. How are you this evening?
Hi, Shelley.
Oh, hi. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And it's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Are you feeling better? I know you're a little bit under the weather, are you?
A little, but, you know, what the heck. Don't let that stop me.
What are you doing for Christmas, Shelley?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I really don't know yet because we're working Christmas Eve. And just depending on what we feel like, what the weather is, if we're going to be able to, you know, make it to Kentucky. If we go anywhere, it'll be there. But
right.
Just not sure yet. It's a rough,
right.
It's a rough four hour drive if, you know, if the weather's bad.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
God.
In fact, I was looking at the Weather Channel the other day, and I know that a lot of the cities and states in the West are going to be hammered with snow. So you're right. If it's that messy outside, you know, rather safety first than anything else. But when you
exactly. Well, my motto is if it's snowing, I ain't going.
When
of course,
you,
I'd have to try to run.
when you sang your song, and we were all commenting inside the chat room, basically most of what all of us summed it up was that your voice just sounds so angelical as you were singing that song. And I made the comment inside the chat room that, you know, and Michael, you probably will agree with this, like, you know, I think Christmas songs are some of the hardest and most difficult songs for artists to sing, because I have heard, whether it's pop, whether it's country, whether it's alternative, I've heard like every artist in the world around Christmas that will come out with a Christmas record, but a lot of them are just really not that good. So Shelley, you know, so what is it about it? Well, first, of course, you just have an amazing voice and you've got it like that, but is it more difficult singing Christmas songs, you think, than just your regular songs that you write and sing yourself?
You know, sometimes I think the original version, and I think this can be applied to songs aboard, not necessarily Christmas, but I think especially music that that is specialized, like a Christmas
mm-hmm.
song. I think it's just sometimes it's hard to beat the spirit and the overall. And sometimes, you know, how the songs were cut, like, you know, have a holly jolly Christmas, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that would be tough to, Michael Bublé might do that, but I think it'd be tough to capture that original spirit that happened when that was recorded
yeah.
the first time. I think it would be hard to capture that.
So many performances of all of these secular songs have been performed by the greats. So, I mean, sometimes you pick your favorite version. And it's like, I don't know if I can even touch that. But I may have to say, Oh Holy Night, man, you blow out of the park, Shell. And I actually used Santa Claus Is Coming to Town on the promo for the show, which everybody seemed to love. Shannon Sibbald wants that on her iPad. So,
I love that. Thank you for sharing. And I'm honored to always be a part of your show, and that you guys that this does something for you, that my version of such a beautiful song does can still be moving, and that's obviously a tribute to the song itself. And you know, I'm just such a big fan of a well written, crafted song, and so thank you to the writer of.
My pleasure, honey. And, you know, I want to thank you, and Vic I know wants to thank you, too. Just thanks for the year of support. This gal, ladies and gentlemen, has I've given her a phone call at 11:30 at night asking her for 11 minutes of music from a promo that I was doing, and I had it within an hour. So, Shelley, I can't thank you enough for being there professionally and also being there personal, honey. I love calling you friend, and I just adore you and Howie very much. And I know Vic and I wish you the best for 2012 and just the most prosperity your way.
Thank you so much, and you know how we feel about you and everything that you do and that you represent to us, and we're just so thankful that we have you in our lives. And though we have not been able to spend the personal time that I would like and that Howard would like.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
We will. I think we'll have to make some strides. Speaking of things in 2012. Road trip.
I know. We
got to
do that, Vic.
Yes.
Vic, we got to party with this bunch.
I know. Yeah, you didn't
we'll
do it. We at Rehoboth. Oh my God, you missed it.
I know. We will make it happen again. Promises, promise. I promise.
Please do. And anyway, I look forward to any time that we have together. And thank you so much for all that you do. And you've been so supportive of me. And we've got a lot of good things coming up in 2012, and I can't wait to share it with you.
Well, we can't wait to have you back, honey.
We'll certainly have you back to make that happen. Shelley, thank you so much, love. Good night.
Good night,
awesome.
Doll.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And again,
don't you love
Shelley
her?
Rand.
Isn't she just
lovely?
Yeah,
I do. And just to let everyone know, so Michelle Jones is in the house. Michelle is the executive director and with the Time to Fly organization. She is inside the chat room, so make sure you check out her website. And I know, Michael, we're going to talk with her as well, because the reason why all this great music is being played tonight, because we want you guys to make a donation to the Time to Fly organization, and Michelle is going to tell us all about that organization and the great work that they do, Michael.
Absolutely. Michelle, I blame you for making me cry. That's all I did when I went. That's all I did when I went to that. When I went to your organization, that's all I did was cry. You should have seen me. I was a mess.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Yes. So good to hear your voice again.
I know. It's good to hear your voice too. So, Michelle, tell some of our listeners and regular fans know about Time to Fly, but for those of them who don't, give us the 411 on what the organization is, why donations are important, and what the money is to be used for.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are making it hard to shift gears because I've been listening to the beautiful music. I have a fire going on right now, and I'm just drifting away thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to collect my thoughts because I'm drifting into the music. So thank you. But our charge is helping women and children regain their worth after they've gone through dating and domestic abuse. So whether they've gone through it growing up as a child or actively in it right now, but to provide them a forum where they can regain their worth and then next break the generational cycle of abuse, because studies show that without proper training and intervention, those behaviors will pass to the next generation. And then finally, to strengthen the family unit, and that's all done by faith with biblical instruction. And this year, we're just so honored by this benefit this evening because this is capping off our 10th year of service. And myself and the board, we literally see this as a bow on the box for the year.
Right.
So just an incredible way to wrap up 10 years of serving so many women and children and seeing people's lives change from some very horrific situations, from near suicide, depression, just some incredible things, but to now see them on a road to self-sufficiency. So we thank everyone who has played a part in making tonight available with a big thank you from the bottom of my heart, the board's heart, and from every graduate who's gone through the program and those who are yet to go through because of the resources raised this evening. So I want to say thank you. Yeah, but a big part of it is because our program is provided free of charge to participants. So your donation is helping someone attend the program without any encumbrance upon her to come.
Right.
And, you know, one thing that I have to throw in there, it was Marjorie Hamm who got me involved with your organization because she invited me to come MC the event, and Michael was down there with me in Northern Virginia. And so Michael and I, just to let all of you know, really got a chance to spend time with Michelle. We got a chance to spend time and to talk to some of the women who have gone through the program. We got a chance to actually spend time with audience members who came there that I, during intermission, had a chance to talk to them about their own personal stories, whether it was stories of somebody who in their family who was physically or emotionally abused by someone, or, you know, whether it was a coworker. But each and every single one of those people who were there that day were there for a purpose and were there for a reason. So I think all too often when we talk about nonprofits and we talk about organizations, some people may think that it's actually lip service. But I'm telling you guys, Time to Fly is the real deal. I mean, one thing that Michael, and I feel like I'm about to cry now, but when the women who had gone through the program was on stage and did a very spiritual dance. And it wasn't until the dance was over that Michael actually said to me, because at that point, Michelle, I didn't get that those were the some of the women that had gone through the program that came out and that, you know, has started to rebuild their lives. Mm-hmm. So that really made it even more meaningful to me. And, Michael, you remember that dance because, like, you and I really lost it then, right?
Well, I was the one blubbering. The people behind me had to. No, I think it was actually Michelle that came over and gave me the Kleenex. It was just like I was a wreck. It was so moving and so powerful. And again, once again, Michelle, again, to identify the individual spirit in each person, especially those who are broken, is a fantastic trait. And, you know, from all those times you haven't heard it, I want to thank you for helping these people up and beyond. It's a fantastic organization, everybody. And just want to remind everybody, again, to go to www.timetofly.org. When you hit that page, you'll see the nice big picture of all the singers on tonight's show and the Time to Fly organization. So you can go ahead and click to donate there. This will be available as a free download, but we would like to go ahead and appeal to your sensitivity, and if you're listening to this, open your purse and give a little, because everybody needs a little hand up once in a while. But Michelle, I want to get back to some music, but you're going to stick around for the remainder of the show, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, I wouldn't miss it. I'm enjoying listening to music.
Sounds good. Our next three are Anna Johnson coming up with Heart to Hell, Angels Sing. Tara Nolan Priest is actually holding on the line right now. We'll talk to her in a little bit. And Tommy Dalton. But we're going to start off the mix of three with Hark the Herald, Angels Sing.
Herald angels sing.
All right, people. This is just Michael Kay here. I'm having glitchy wind here. So, Vic, are you there with me? Vic? Can anyone hear me? Hi, everybody. It's Michael Kay. I really had a glitch with the wind here, so I'm going to ask Victoria to go ahead and call back in, and I see a few more people are in the line, Michelle and Tara. So if you can hear this, please go ahead and call back in, and we'll resume the Christmas show like we originally wanted to. But starting off again with Anna Johnson, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Peace on earth and mercy mine.
right, guys. I think we're back up and running. Michael Kay, are you there?
I am there and everything like that. I don't know. Everybody just kind of dropped out, so I don't know what happened. I got some wind here, but I wanted to go ahead and replay that song in its entirety. But
We are back up and running. And, you know, Anna has such a beautiful voice, and that song right there is actually one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, funny story about that song, actually. That song was actually commissioned by NBC for Anna to actually sing during some of their television segments and stuff. So NBC was kind enough to go ahead and lend us that track. But let's continue the ball rolling with Tara Priest. How was that, Victoria, with Tara Priest? Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. She's in the chat room, and I know she's holding on the line, so just hold a couple more seconds more, honey. Tara Priest, everybody.
You remember the first time that we said those three words. We were on the telephone, could not believe what I'd heard. You are my one and only, I'll be there till the end. I love on our honeymoon, I will be with my best friend. I wanna be there through bad times so I could make them right. And when it's all said and done, I'll be kissing you goodnight. Let's fall asleep with the lights on so I can see your pretty face. I speak to you through my actions, all the things I want to say. I wanna, well, baby, just don't say a word. You know you'll always be my girl. Let's fall asleep with the lights on so I can see your pretty. I speak to you through my actions, all the things I want to say. Do you remember the first time that we said those three words? We were on the telephone, could not believe what I heard.
Tommy Dalton with Pretty Face, and fantastic set, everybody. Michelle, what'd you think of that one?
That was lovely. That was lovely. I was just drifting away. He's got an incredible voice.
She absolutely, yeah. They all did. That was we listened to Anna Johnson first with Heart the Hail Angels sing. Tara Nolan Priest, who's holding on the line. Tara, thanks for holding so long, love. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
I'm great. How are y'all?
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, hear me? Y'all can hear me okay?
Yeah.
All
right,
you're fine.
Okay. Good to talk to you guys again.
Good to talk to you too, Terry. You're talking to Victoria and Michelle Jones from Time to Fly. I know she wants to go ahead and say thank you and stuff, but
yeah.
I want to thank you so much, Tara, for getting that music to me when you did, because I know we were down to the wire. Tara's been busy and traveling and doing all the good kind of stuff, but thanks for contributing this time. And I'm sorry, the last song too was Tommy Dalton with Pretty Face, but Tara, you're just amazing, my love, and an artist too.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know about amazing, but I like that.
We'll go for amazing. Vic, would you agree?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, Tara, Gina's a regular listener and fan and friend and family member from California. She had mentioned how when she listened to your song, she was sort of in her seat bopping. And so I kind of felt the same way, because it's just, you know, the way you sing it, it just has such a happy and a wonderful spirit with it. It just really makes you happy.
Actually, and that's ironic in a way, because the song that listed the lyrics is kind of a sad, like, baby, so, you know, you're sad, you're heartbroken because, you know, your man's far away. And so it's kind of sad, but it does. You're right. It made me happy the first time I heard it. You know, I was like, wow, this is crazy. So how am I going to act in the video, you know? Happy or sad or confused or what? So
when
it was fun.
So when
I
is the video?
Song.
So are you going to be working on the video, or is it already done, or what's the deal with that?
Believe it or not, it just posted. Just went live 15 minutes ago on YouTube.
Wow. Great.
And yeah, and you just go to YouTube.com and like search for Tara Priest, Baby Please Come Home. They didn't put the Christmas in the title yet, but it's getting fixed right now. But
right.
It's kind of fun. It had snow in it, and it's kind of a fun little video that goes along with it. So
cool.
Well,
what are you doing for Christmas, Tara?
Well, I just I have to be honest. I just put my decorations on my tree the day before yesterday. I've been very behind this year. Behind, but it's gorgeous. It turned out gorgeous. So just going to be with my family, my mom and my brothers, nephews, you know, just everybody.
Yeah. Well, honey, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in tonight. And, again, thanks a lot for lending your voice to this wonderful project. Once again, you can go to www.timetofly.org and click donate. And, Tara, you're giving away 15 CDs to the first person who pledges $100. Is this what I'm reading right?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what they'll do with them, I don't know. Maybe they'll just, maybe they can sell them for and make a profit. Hopefully they won't do that. Hopefully they'll, you know, give them to chill, like, you know, teenage children. You know, it's kind of inspire younger people. But so
yeah.
I like to give. When I give CDs away, I want to give them to the right person. So I figure this would be a good person to give them to. So,
and you know what?
Maybe
speaking
spread
of giving,
the love.
Speaking of giving, I want to mention that Gina, our friend Michelle in California, just made a donation to your organization, Time to Fly. So, Gina, we love you and thank you
thank you so much.
So, yeah.
We got the best listeners.
Yes, we do. And Marilyn Bennett, who is our producer inside the chat room, who's doing an amazing job because she's got her hands full tonight with all the different artists and the websites. She just posted the www.timetofly.org. So, Michelle and them did a wonderful job of featuring tonight's show with all the artists smack in the middle of their website on Time to Fly. So trust me, just go on the website and take a look. And if, you know, today is not a good day for you to donate, then donate tomorrow. You know, perhaps you want to donate in the new year. You know, I know everybody's budgets are tight and people are still picking up Christmas gifts, or, you know, you still, you know, may not have a lot of funds available, but, you know, so I just don't want you to leave here thinking that today is the only day that you can donate, because the music from today is going to be able to be downloaded on iTunes under At Home with Victoria as a free podcast, and you can download it from Blog Talk Radio, so all the music is going to be there. And just, you know, give out of your heart. The other thing I wanted to ask everybody who's in the chat room and who is listening tonight, you guys have got to do me a favor. Copy and paste Michelle's Time to Fly organization on your Facebook page and tell all of your friends to take a look at the website, because if they miss the show, they can click on there and they'll be able to listen to the show. So just take Time to Fly, timetofly.org, and post it on your Facebook page. So if everybody could do that, then we can continue to encourage people to donate. And Tara, you have an amazing voice, and thank you so much for being here tonight on the show. We love you and just appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so happy to be part of it. So
thanks,
thank you so much, Tara.
Hang out in the chat room. Everybody's chatting with you, so hang out with us in the chat room, honey.
What's up next? Michelle, this is going great so far. We're so happy to be able to help you raise money. So happy to do this.
Oh, this is
people
fabulous.
Are donating too, which is fantastic. I like to see this. But, yeah, let's keep the ball rolling here, because I've got a special surprise at the very end, but I want to keep on line here. Very excited to introduce our next performer. It's Shannon Sibbald, our very first UK listener that joined our show. So she's given us a submission of Oh Holy Night. Michael Taylor Gray, I know you're waiting to get on the line, buddy. I'm going to get to you right after this with I'm Having Santa's Baby, and it is something to listen to, I tell you. And
yes,
SJ Acoustic. SJ Acoustic will be joining us in the bottom of the three. So we're starting out with Shannon Sibbald with Silent Night.
Silent night.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad you could come over. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that. And I bet you're wondering why you're here. Well, I have quite the surprise to share with you. So just sit back. I'm having Santa's baby. He slipped his cable under my tree. Oh, gee. I've been an awful bad girl. And Santa's baby is popping out my chimney tonight. I'm having Santa's baby. I'm out of space. I need a crib too. Light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear. Santa's baby is scurrying down my chimney tonight. Press I'll get. Think of all the litigation that I've set. Next year will be oh so grand. The former Mrs. Claus working at a taco stand. Oh, what to do, Santa honey? Child support or else I'll file a court report. It's for our angel, my dear. It's Santa's baby. I can feel my chimney shaking tonight. Santa cutie, you had a need. You beg, I plead, we did the deed. I think my water just broke. Santa's baby will be sliding down my chimney tonight. I'm having Santa's baby. For me it was much more than just sex and checks. Put it back in your sack, 'cause Santa's baby is bursting out my chimney tonight. Some trim, oh yes indeed. Last Christmas Eve you took me in world record speed. I saved your gift and I timed it right. You sent this little tyke arrives this very night. A girl, a boy, Santa's baby. I can't forget to mention the best arrest. I don't mean a nap, it's Santa's baby. So pay up or you're up the chimney tonight. For making me scream in delight. I'm having Santa's baby. That's right. Yeah.
Snow's falling all night long. The radio's playing Christmas songs. Chestnuts and Rudolph and sleigh bells all deck the halls. Jingle bells ring, ring, ring. Carolers doing that thing. Angels, eggnog, stocking, big candy cane. Jack Frost grins. Will shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind. But my Christmas list got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa's come round twice now, but you're nowhere near. I know you might not make it round this way, but but without you, Christmas is just another day. Lights blink white, red, and green on our Christmas tree. Presents wrapped with little tactery to you from me. On this quiet, silent night, yeah, only Saint Nick knows if tomorrow you'll be here under my mistletoe. Jack Frost grins, shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind, but my Christmas list, it's got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. I see sleigh tracks on the roof, but I still don't see you here. I know you might not make a round this way, but without you, Christmas is just another day. Just another day. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa, please check your nice list, 'cause I'm sure I'm in the clear. Yes, I know you might not make a round this way, just a plain old day without you, this Christmas day.
Yeah, so nice. With one Christmas wish, and we got everybody here. Everybody here tonight. Michelle Jones is here. Victoria Gaither is here. Michael Taylor Gray is on the line, and I'm here. I hope you're enjoying this so far. This is Seattle with Corey, At Home with Victoria Christmas Show. Hey, Michael Taylor Gray, Santa's baby. Did you recover after the labor?
Hello.
Well, honey, I got my figure back in 5 minutes. I was doing sit-ups during labor.
What are you doing this Christmas, Michael?
Yeah,
I'm staying here in L.A., you know, where it's nice and cozy.
Yeah.
I want to thank
you. It's been a little chilly for us, but nothing like back east, of course.
I want to thank you so much for entertaining through our little disruptions that we've been having tonight during the live show, for entertaining all of our friends and folks inside the chat room. So, listen, I know we're here to talk about Christmas, and Michelle is here on. Mm-hmm. Michael, say hi to Michelle Jones. She's amazing. She's on the line.
Hi, Michelle Jones. I hear you're amazing.
How are you?
Merry Christmas.
I hear you're talented. That's what I hear.
Oh, well, yeah, start.
Mm-hmm. Michael didn't pay me to say that either. Yes, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
but
God.
The check will be in the mail. this is a lot of fun. You know, I'm loving the wallflower. So, you know, for me to come out of my shell tonight, you've really pulled me out. I appreciate that.
I know. But listen, I know we're talking about Christmas, but we've got to switch subjects just for a quick second and talk about Pretty.
Yeah.
You guys got so many nominations, and you, sir, were nominated. Tell us all about it.
It's just really it's starting to snowball, which is wonderful, speaking of Christmas themes. But the IAWTV, it's the International Academy of Web Television. I think they used to be called the Webbies, came out with their nominations. We got for writing, directing, for Steve Silverman, and also for Best Comedy Series. And then the Indie Soap Awards from the We Love Soaps people, it came out with their third annual nominations, and we got 13 nominations, the most of any web series. And including those 13, I got nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. And those awards will be in February 21st in New York City. And they're going to hold them at an actual theater this year. So they're really bumping up their game. And I'm going to go. I think it'll be really exciting.
Great.
Are you
going to actually make it to New York, Michael?
I'm not going to miss it like I did last year, because I knew you were there. Are you going to come in?
I know. That'll be so much fun. We can have so much fun, Michael. It'll be a
yeah, we can wear a box wine hat, and we can drink the whole night and have fun.
You're Michael.
I fear for New York and Manhattan. Oh my goodness, I so fear. But Michael Taylor, I guess who I'm talking to. So listen, you know how heavily Michael and I are involved with organizations, and I know that you do so much charity work out there in California. I mean, despite you making us laugh and you're funny all the time, I know behind all of that is that you do amazing work yourself. So, I mean, you can probably speak to an organization like Time to Fly that are out there on the front lines that are helping women and also children rebuild their lives after going through emotional and physical abuse.
Well, I think it's really important. I'm glad that you're using this organization because I think more families than you know are a victim of abuse in some way, and it doesn't always have to be physical. It can be emotional abuse as well. It's such a power play for the people who perpetrate that kind of abuse, and there's a lot of shame and a lot of people just are afraid to confront it and go above and beyond it and know that they can. So having an organization like Time to Fly out there to support them and get them away from that kind of negativity and that kind of just that, you know, holding you back, I think it's so important, and it's a thrill to be able to be a part of something so positive like this evening. It's been what a great group of artists, and there's so much love and comedy and fun and support going. You know, I feel like this is truly the beginning of my Christmas, so thank you guys.
Oh, that's so
beautiful,
nice.
Beautiful, buddy. Yeah, it's our pleasure. And seriously, Mike, I know you had a heck of a time putting this together, but I do want to thank you. And please wish everybody from us to pretty kisses all around and stuff. Please understand that. I mean, I'm kind of proud because I kind of think I discovered pretty, but that's just the way I see things. But,
I'll give you that, honey.
Absolutely. MTG, I love you tons, and I'll call you soon,
love
okay?
You
have a great night, and thanks
love
again
you.
For calling in.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely love him. Now,
Michael Taylor Gray, yes, I love him tons. I want to get to this because our next guest is actually in Puerto Rico. He's calling in live. He is just about to has a concert down tomorrow. Mr. Adlin Cruz, I know you're a big fan of Michelle Jones and the Time to Fly Foundation, but Adlin, thanks for calling in between rehearsals. I really appreciate it, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad to you, too. It's a big pleasure to talk to you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How's the baby? I have to
yes,
ask.
Yes, how's the baby? That's what we
yeah.
want to know, the baby.
Doing great. That is the highlight of the whole Christmas concert tour. We have 28 concerts and a new baby.
Wow.
So great.
She is absolutely adorable, and I always go on your pages on Facebook, Adlin, just so I used to go on there to follow you, but I have to say I go on there now because I just want to see her cute face.
Thank you. That's the main reason now, huh? Thank you. Well, we are
so
here.
Adlin, when we decided to put this show together, well, really, Michael decided to put the show together. It was so special to us because I had the chance to meet Michelle for the first time and to meet you through Time to Fly. So it was just such a big deal for us. So to be able to have the show and to end it with you and you call in live, it really is just such a treat. So what was it about Michelle and Time to Fly when you first connected with them that you thought, you know what, this is a great organization and I really want to help them?
Well, first of all, was her spirit, and as soon as she shared her vision with me, I was so attracted to that vision. She was just like a magnet, you know. I was in my mind as she was sharing, I was thinking in my mind, how can I help? How can I be part of it? Because people like that is the one that I want to support. You know, there's a lot of people that did it for me when I was very young, so the least I could do is do it for the next generation and for people that need help, like the ones that Michelle is helping. So it's a big honor for me to be part of it. And Time to Fly Foundation, and now it's part of our lives.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Michelle.
Fantastic, buddy.
I'm going to cry now. Where are my tissues, Michael?
I got them right here. Here's one.
I know. Based on schedules, we are believing to do our second spring concert. So we need to look at Adeline's travel tour schedule and see about something for 2012. So, Victoria, I'm giving you a heads up on that, too.
You got
so it.
I'm there.
Round two.
We're there.
Okay.
We're there.
Okay. Great. Absolutely. Great. So we'll make it happen.
Yes, please count on me. I'll look forward to doing it again and maybe next time. We'll bring out full orchestra and do like a full
concert. Oh, wow.
That sounds fantastic. Let's do it. Yes.
Yeah, Adeline, you're working with 80 musicians tomorrow night. Tell us about that.
You mean what? I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night you're performing and over with over 80 musicians.
Oh.
You were telling me.
Yeah. Oh yes, we just finished our dress rehearsal tonight. 80 piece orchestra is the Puerto Rico National Symphony at the main National Concert Hall. And it sold out. I praise the Lord. It sold out. I'm so glad, and I'm so humbled at the same time because it's my homeland. So knowing that I'm coming back to my homeland to do a concert with the National Symphony, and to know that the concert is sold out, that it means a lot to me. It's like a reunion. For me, it's a big honor being back there. I had my debut when I was 17 with the orchestra. In the same concert hall, and I just remember at that time how it was an experience that I wanted to keep doing this for the rest of my life. So now that I come back to do it with the Puerto Rico Symphony, I'm just beside myself. Tomorrow will be a day to remember, and I'm doing my whole Christmas tour concert here.
Fantastic.
In Puerto Rico, representing so many nations in one little island here, Puerto Rico. I'm bringing music from all over the world.
Wow.
And Adeline, I have a question for you. I know that you've got your radio station. So, how is that going? Because the last time we talked to you, you gave us an exclusive here on the show about streaming your music and that we can go to a website and listen to it all the time. So, how's that going?
Well, it's going great. Now it's like it's become like a museum, like an audio museum. I receive recordings that I've done when I was 15, 20, 21, 22, music that I hadn't heard myself that I recorded many years ago, and now it's on radio. Some of the music, you know, it's not available for sale because I don't have it available for that, but people can hear it there on my website, adlincruz.com. They go straight to the radio station. They can listen to the music 24/7.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
No, it's a fantastic radio station, and I actually keep it on a lot of the time. But, Adeline, if you feel generous and stuff, we'd love you to go ahead and throw this show up to go ahead and help Time to Fly on the network, if it's not too much to ask. But I would love if you could try.
Say that again.
I would love you to include us in this Christmas show on your site. I think it would be good, and I'll put you back up on my site and stuff like that, but just to get the Time to Fly as much money as they need to would be fantastic.
I think it would be great. Yeah, it would be great, and we'll talk to you privately email, because Michael and I were talking, Adeline, before the show, that we can send you this entire show on an MP3 format, and it will be wonderful if you can rebroadcast it on your station so that people can still, you know, your listeners and people that click onto your website can also have the opportunity to give to Time to Fly as well.
Yes, of course. It'll be a pleasure. I would do it any time. Let me know what I should do, and we'll take it from there.
Fantastic,
well, thank you
my friend.
So much, and Merry Christmas. And Michael, are we going to listen to some of his music?
Yeah, we're going to close the show off with Carol of the Bells. But, Adeline, happy Christmas. Feliz Navidad to you, Alexandra and Isabella. Buddy, it's so nice to have met you at the Time to Fly organization benefit, and let's just continue to be really good friends. I appreciate you. Namaste, my friend.
Hey, you too. And thank you for playing the music. It's like I said, it's a big honor to contribute, and I'm going to be back in your area. I have a concert at Constitution Hall, so maybe if you go there January, I'll see you there.
Oh,
let's
when?
Do
wait,
it, my friend.
Wait,
absolutely.
Wait, before you hang up, when is that?
January the 22nd? Is it 22nd? It's Sunday.
Okay. I'll check it out. I would love to be there and bring my niece and nephew. I'll check your website out. Great information. Thank you.
It'll be January the 22nd at Constitution Hall.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks, buddy. Love you tons. Be
That's
good.
That's great. Thanks, Adeline.
Thank
Love
you.
The family. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, people, we're running out of time. Michelle, I hope you had fun. I had a great time. Victoria, I hope you enjoyed the music that we brought to you tonight.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody up in chat, Julie Cocker, Catherine Taddy, Mar Bent for producing a fantastic show, Michael Taylor Gray, always a pleasure, Michelle Jones, oh yes, she's actually still here, Mike Cullop, my brother from another mother, Shannon Sybil, thank you for staying up, it's 2:12 now in the UK, Shelley Rand is still with us, as well as Tara Priest, Kelly 21 from down the road, who also gave $50, which is fantastic, my sister up in Canada, Don Quinn, and Gina is joining us from California, but Michelle and Vic, I want to wish you from our family to your family a very, very Merry Christmas, and I really hope everybody listening has a safe and memorable Christmas. Not a lot of riches, just a lot of love. Vic.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Victoria. It's been an amazing evening, and it's gone by so quick.
I know. Yeah. Thank you
yeah.
so much, Michelle. We so appreciate it. Thank you so, so much.
Take care, sugar. Vic? That's the end of the show.
Yeah. Let's
kind
hear some Adeline Cruz and play it
Let's
on
hear
out.
Some Adeline
Wonderful
Cruz.
Show. Great job, MK. Great job.
Thanks a lot. Adeline Cruz with Carol of the Bells. Merry Christmas, everybody. Take care.
With Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.